We are up to Simen Kufchav Dalet Sif Vav, the halachas of Chazaras Hashatz, and we will be doing Sifim Vav and Zayin. V'yanu Amen Acher Kol Bracha, you're supposed to answer Amen after every bracha, Bein Osim Sheyotzu Yedei Tfila, whether the people that are being Yotzu with the Shatz, Bein Osim Shelo Yotzu, or the people that are not. That means whether it's those that were already Yotze davening and don't need the Shliach Tzibur, or those that weren't yet Yotze and do need the Shliach Tzibur. Now, how do you answer Amen in the middle of davening? The answer is, since you're being Yotze with Shomea Ka'ona, Amen is very much in place. It's part of your Shmia. Uva Chavana, what Chavana is it that you're supposed to have? She Yechaven Belivo Emes Hi HaBracha Shebiracha Mavarach, that you have the Kavana that what he said was Emes, Vani Mamin Bezeh, I believe it. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this, Baruch Ata Hashem, you're supposed to have Kavana, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hashem, you're blessed, Magen Avraham, that it is true, you are the Magen Avraham. If it's a bracha of a tefillah, then your Kavana should be not only I believe in whatever praises of Hashem were said there, but I also agree with the request. I am davening Yiratzon that the request should actually be fulfilled. In Kaddish, you should have Kavana that Hashem's Malchut should be Nizgala. The Mishnah Berurah brings that after the bracha of Hamachazir Shechina Solat Zion, you should say Amen and then pause before you say the word Modim. If you hear two brachas, you answer Amen, and then you hear another bracha, you answer Amen. When you say Amen next to each other, the Mishnah Berurah says the proper way of doing that is to say not Amen Amen, but Amen vi Amen. Which brings us to Siv Zayin. Lo yasiach siches chulin b'shal shashatz chozer atfila. One does not talk dvarim b'telim during shliach, during chazar shashatz. V'imsochu, and if one did speak, v'imsoch hu chote v'godol avodo minaso. He is considered a sinner, and not just any sinner, but someone whose sin is too great to tolerate. V'gorimbo, and you're supposed to go and protest. So the halacha is that you should listen to every word of the Chazaras Hashatz, certainly not talk Dvarim B'Telem. The Shloss says that you should look into your Sidra and follow the Shliach Tzibur. The Eliyarava brings B'Shem the Kolbo that many a shul has been destroyed because they spoke during davening, during Chazaras Hashatz. And the Mishnah Berurah says that there should be special people set up whose role it is to keep people silent during Chazaras Hashatz. Says the Ramana, Hago, V'yalame bonav haktanim sheyanu amen. He should teach his young children to answer amen. Ki miyad shetinuk ona amen yesh lo chelok yolam haba. As soon as a child says amen, at that point he has earned for himself a chelok in olam haba. Now, if you do bring children to shul, first of all, you should be mechanech them to behave properly with the right kind of decorum for a shul. If they're very small and they're going to misbehave or make a lot of noise, don't bring them in the first place. First of all, you're going to get them into the habit of talking and carrying on in shul. Second of all, they're also disturbing other people. Another point that Mishnah Berurah brings up, which is quite important, is that when you have young children, especially the ones that are barely toilet trained, you have to make sure that in shul, if you're going to bring them to shul, you have to make sure that their clothes are clean. That there's no chash, that it is usur for people to daven within four amas, or there's no odor whereby people would be usur to daven until four amas after kol hareach, or at least till makam shekol hareach. So that in bringing children to shul, it's a wonderful thing if you're going to be able to see to it that they answer amen, that they don't carry on during davening, that they don't disturb other people, and once again, that their clothing is appropriately clean.